Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Court of Frost and Starlight, the fourth installment in the beloved A Court of Thorns and Roses series by Sarah J. Maas, serves as a bridge between the original trilogy and the upcoming spin-offs, enriching the already vast and vivid world Maas has created. Published in 2018, this novella dives into the lives of Fire Archeron and her close-knit circle, as they attempt to rebuild their lives and their world following the devastating war with Highburn. Unlike its predecessors, this book shifts its focus towards healing and celebration, offering readers a glimpse into the personal growth of its characters and the strengthening of their bonds in the aftermath of conflict. Set against the backdrop of the winter solstice, it mixes the festivity of the season with the underlying tension of a world on the cusp of change, highlighting themes of hope, resilience, and the power of love and friendship. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, healing and recovery. Healing and recovery are central themes in A Court of Frost and Starlight, profoundly impacting the protagonists and their environment after the war. The novel delves into the emotional and psychological healing processes of Fayer, Rysand, and their companions, showcasing their struggles with trauma and loss. Through their journey, Sarah J. Maas emphasizes that healing is not linear or uniform. Each character navigates their grief and guilt in unique ways, often reflecting real-life recovery processes. This exploration of healing extends to the physical realm as well. Rebuilding Valeris and the Night Court symbolizes the reconstruction of lives and identities. The winter solstice setting emphasizes rebirth and new beginnings, mirroring the characters' tentative steps towards recovery. This theme is crucial for understanding the underlying message of the book. Healing is possible, but it requires time, patience, and support from loved ones. Secondly, the strength of bonds in A Court of Frost and Starlight. The strength of bonds, familial, romantic, and platonic, emerges as a vital source of resilience and recovery. Sarah J. Maas explores how relationships fortify individuals against the aftermath of war and personal trauma. Through Fayer and Rysand's evolving partnership, the importance of communication and mutual support in a relationship is highlighted, serving as an exemplar of healthy dynamics. Furthermore, the camaraderie among the members of the inner circle exemplifies how shared experiences and understanding can create an unbreakable support system, providing both emotional and physical safety nets. These bonds are not without their challenges, however. The novella doesn't shy away from depicting tensions and conflicts, making the point that relationships require effort and willingness to confront and resolve issues. The depiction of these bonds underscores the notion that strength is amplified when shared, and that love, in its many forms, is instrumental in overcoming adversity. Thirdly, the impact of war. The aftermath of war permeates every aspect of A Court of Frost and Starlight, serving as a powerful reminder of the lingering effects of conflict. Sarah J. Maas does not gloss over the devastation wrought upon the lands and peoples of Prithian. Instead, she carefully illustrates the toll it takes on individuals and communities. The physical destruction of cities and the scars left on the landscape serve as metaphors for the emotional and psychological wounds suffered by the characters. The novella addresses the necessity of confronting these traumas to move forward, showcasing various coping mechanisms and support systems. Moreover, the story highlights the importance of leadership in healing and rebuilding, as Fayer and Rysand grapple with the responsibilities of guiding their people toward a better future. This exploration of the impact of war adds depth to the narrative, bringing to light the complexities of recovery and the strength required to forge a path towards peace. Fourthly, personal growth. Personal growth is a theme intricately woven into the fabric of A Court of Frost and Starlight, manifesting through the characters' journeys towards self-discovery and acceptance. Sarah J. Maas allows readers to witness the evolution of Fayer from a survival-driven warrior to a leader embracing her new role with grace. The novella also delves into the backgrounds and motivations of secondary characters, providing them with depth and arcs that speak to the universal search for identity and purpose. These narratives of personal development are punctuated by moments of vulnerability, where characters confront their deepest fears and insecurities. Through these portrayals, Maas conveys the message that growth often stems from adversity, and that embracing one's flaws and strengths alike is pivotal for genuine self-improvement. The focus on personal growth enriches the story, offering readers not only escapism, but also resonating insights into the process of healing and becoming. Lastly, The Spirit of the Season. The Spirit of the Season in A Court of Frost and Starlight is more than just a backdrop for the narrative. It is a catalyst for healing, change, and renewed hope. Sarah J. Maas skillfully uses the winter solstice, a time of darkness giving way to light, to mirror the character's transition from despair to hope. The festive celebrations, gift exchanges, and communal gatherings within the novella underscore the importance of traditions and rituals in fostering a sense of belonging and joy. These moments of lightheartedness and togetherness serve as a counterpoint to the prevailing themes of trauma and recovery, illustrating how even in the darkest times, there is a place for joy and celebration. This juxtaposition enriches the narrative, offering a nuanced perspective on the ways people find light in darkness and how the spirit of the season can inspire renewal and reflection. The depiction of the winter solstice festivities thus becomes a metaphor for the essence of the book, finding hope and warmth in the coldest and darkest of times. In conclusion, A Court of Frost and Starlight is a deeply enriching addition to the A Court of Thorns and Roses series, ideal for fans of the series and newcomers interested in a multifaceted fantasy world. The novella serves as both a conclusion to the original trilogy and a segue into new adventures, making it a must-read for those invested in the fate of Feyre, Rhysand, and their companions. With its emphasis on healing, the strength of bonds, the impact of war, personal growth, and the spirit of the season, this book offers valuable insights into the processes of recovery and rebuilding. It speaks to anyone who has faced adversity, emphasizing the importance of support, love, and hope. Whether you're looking for an escape into a vividly imagined world, or seeking stories that resonate with the journey of overcoming challenges, A Court of Frost and Starlight provides both entertainment and inspiration, marking it as a significant work that can enrich one's life through its portrayal of resilience, love, and the power of community. If you would like to support Sarah J. Maas, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.